The Loads Bubbling Sales Tips podcast is brought to you by MTD Sales Training, the award-winning sales development specialists.
Hello again, and welcome to another Loads Bubbling podcast from MTD. I'm Mark Williams, and today we'll be looking at how to be unique in your own marketplace. We'll then look at what prospecting should be seen as. And our Inspire Me quote comes from Stephen Covey. So there's a lot to get through. Let's get bubbling. Now, without being patronizing, I'd like to ask you a question. What makes you different from anyone else? In order to stand out and make an impression, you must first differentiate yourself from your competitors and make that stand out. Not only that, you also want the customer to think about you when they reorder. So you need to be visible to them at every touch point. You need to be specific about this. Saying, "My product is great quality," or "We have great availability," isn't specific enough for most customers. Your uniqueness stands out only when you talk about things that are valuable to your customer. For instance, if your delivery terms are better than your competitors, you might consider that this makes you unique or different from your competitors. But unless this is really important and valuable to your customer, it isn't a difference that makes a difference to your customer. So the first step is to brainstorm what you feel makes you different with your colleagues. Don't accept bland statements. Be specific in what you see as adding value to your prospect and customer base. Then work on those ideas that you see you could build on. Understand the demands of your customers in your industry. Identify those things that customers really value in their suppliers, and then look at how you can market those valuable assets in your relationship with prospects and customers alike. You're really looking here at what makes you special in the market you work in. You stand out only when the unique offerings you have are seen as differentials for your customers. You could spend time discussing with your existing customers what you do to make them see you as valuable. What do they like about you? How do you increase your value in their eyes? And what else would they like from you that would really make it difficult for them to move away from you? Your unique or differential selling proposition should deal with items that are valuable to them. Constantly look for ways that you can increase your value and make yourself stand out from the crowded market. Look constantly at what your competitors are doing and see how those companies are building their portfolios. What are they offering that you could beat? And are there areas that you could offer as unique in the marketplace? These are important questions that'll help you build your value and hence your uniqueness in the eyes of your prospects and customers. And by doing this consistently, you provide reasons for your customers to see your value outside just the products and services that you sell. Our skills pill today looks at the question, what exactly is prospecting? Now, a misunderstanding of what prospecting is leads to tremendous stress for a lot of salespeople. If you go about prospecting with the intent of closing for the sale, you're putting a lot of unnecessary pressure on yourself, pressure that just makes prospecting painful and stressful to think about or do. Prospecting is not selling. Prospecting is, in fact, a sorting process. It's where you find out who is a potential new customer and who is not. If someone has no need and no want for what you sell, then they're not a prospect, and you can't sell them anything, be it an appointment or a product. You should go about your prospecting efforts with an attitude of inquiry. Look for wants that you can fill and pains that you can eliminate, and you've got a basis then for a business relationship, a relationship that would otherwise be called a sale. Clients often ask us at MTD how many calls they need to make or how many letters or emails they need to send out to get a lead. We never answer this question because we can't. We can't because such ratios vary depending on what you sell, who you sell to, and what industries you sell into, among other things. In other words, you have to track these numbers for yourself, set your own benchmark, and then work on improving your numbers. If you don't know your numbers, start tracking them now. If prospecting is stressful for you, stop worrying about closing on the call or in the contact. Focus instead on inquiring if there's a problem that you can solve, a want that you can fill. And if you think you can't do that because you're worried about making your sales quota or getting fired, then let's give you a bit of advice. Stop thinking about what might happen tomorrow. That will incapacitate you and stop your creative flow. Focus instead on what you're going to do today. Do things the right way, in a frame of mind that empowers you today, and tomorrow will take care of itself. Today's Inspire Me quote comes from one of my favourite writers and management thinkers, the late, great Stephen Covey. Stephen had some wise words about how we become who we are. Here he states, "I am not a product of my circumstances. I'm a product of my decisions." End of quote. Many people will complain about their lot in life based on their circumstances, the conditions they work in, their surroundings, and events that have happened to them. Stephen identifies that these things don't shape our character. Instead, he says, it's how we respond to what happens to us that will drive our motivations and our drivers, and hence the actions we take and the results that we achieve. By recognizing that we can change our circumstances whenever we choose by making different decisions, we open up for ourselves different perspectives and create chances to develop ourselves and our lives in a way that can have profound effects. That's all for today's Loads Bubbling podcast, folks. Remember to keep your pipeline full and your mind active. I'm Mark Williams of MTD, and I look forward to sharing more sales ideas with you in our next podcast.
The Loads Bubbling Sales Tips podcast is brought to you by MTD Sales Training, the award-winning sales development specialists.